I'm feeling this aura. Yeah, that's the deal.
Five and overall setting.
You're the vice and noir to the world, ambassador to the universe, and we are represent overall setting.
Min, splash the artist, sing a splash. Yeah, man, overall set.
Your big respects, sir, Richard, Don Roger, Apache Indian in the place. Catch me on overall setting.
This is Shine It. I found out. So here we are, as pertaining to the overall setting.
And for the main device, so should we say a first time to avoid the door, straight out. Watching the peeps, I represent the overall setting.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Anthony Cruz live on direct, and I'm here to tell you about the Don Noah's overall setting scene.
This is Silvercat 38 Iron Claw. And I'll be on the overall podcast setting.
From the face on your device, them know say Rasta British, the true leader. I'll be featured live on overall settings podcast.
Bonjour tout le monde. You know it's me, your girl Joan Aller, presenting with the overall settings podcast show.
Hey, them for all creators, wonder. I'm here to represent
the overall settings.
And overall,
this is Jay
Warren, and you can check me out live on overall podcast.
No gonna make up
nice. Put me the Salaman and Gigana overall. Me like
coming some in the like why a fire every time. Oh, you man a fire, AK-47, but so Jamaican. Him a fire, it's a love.
Now, little John. No, man.
Yeah, man. Well, respect due to all Black Scorpio crew, sin. We suck a Conrad Crystal and suck a Jasco. Suck a lot of the romantic crew in our place, sin. Yeah, man. Black Scorpio, man. I she want me, boy. Hear me when we say, Kato, give me the love. Give me the love, girl. Give me the love. Give me the love.
He's up. Now you're locking us right now, ragamuffin business. No, come down again, man.
Give me no bun, don't give me no bun, girl. Give me no bun, don't give me no bun, girl. Give me no bun, don't give me no bun. Kabaka be, me say Jack, ready girl I run, no. Me run, I don't find man in the evening, no. And me get shot a bit, and me tell her, say me done. And the girl, no, I'm no time, lad, feel me, I never have fun. And she buy some pirate, and he full up a lump. And she buy some dumb, and he tough.
Please off! Boom, 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 clap.
Yeah, daddy, yeah. Yo, daddy, 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 yo, them days there. I think we're looking at a crowd a while ago. I'm gonna see one little youth to look like a you with one any kid in your hand, you know. I wind up on the one big woman, too, you know. They tell you, you look like you're about 5 or 6 year old to blur it down. And we are doing a dance, them time, you would. No, you see, tonight is a night of epic proportions. And, you know, me like dash out the word there because, you know, it's people really have to get a full understanding of who we there are so with tonight. I mean, the word little don't describe the man in a no kind of way. So, I don't know if a true him career did start from him little, but nothing about him no little. You know, see, because the impact what him did have on the business from the very beginning was evident.
Yeah, man. Big.
You know, man, I said, them man, chat bush fee. When you hear them talk about Sing J, you know, a lot of people resort back to, like, you know, people like Pinchas, like, you know, him was the innovator behind that. You know what I mean? But them man was one of the first Sing J ever. You know, man, I said, them man, I come out of a stable way. When you mention Sugar Minot, who is an icon in the business, you know what I say? And then the man go on to Volcano Sound. You just hear him pan another sound a while ago. And enough artists come over here, and the first place them say them get them start is pan Romantic Sound. And matter about more than 5, 6, 7, 8 artists just over here alone. So if we can have 6 artists we come here and say for them things start from half a theme song. Brother, yo, drop two songs there, man, make the people them know who they are. Drop two songs, make the people them know who they are. Drop two songs, make the people them know who they are. Me say fi drop two songs, make me talk, ayo! All right. What you say? What you say? What you say? Mother Road.
Come back with blood in our eyes. Come back with blood in our eyes.
Yep. You know the voice. Drop a next tune, bad man. Drop a next tune, bad man. What you say? Well. Lord of His mercy, yow.
Oh, you sing a song in a chill.
Oh, you sing a song
in a chill. Hear the voice, man.
Give me one more before we came cross. One more before we came cross.
Don't disrespect me.
What you tell them, sir? Big John. Hear the voice, man. Hear the voice, man. At them time, I'm named Little John. All right. All right, then. So, ladies and gentlemen, yo, you say everybody with us right now, respect or respect. Right, that's how no fit there. Right, that's how no fit there. Everybody fit us forward, come right, that's how. I just say, without further ado, a very warm, overall settings welcome for the living, legendary Little John. Yeah, man. That's
guys, sir. What am I going to adjust? I'm going to adjust your statement, you know, when you're coming a while ago. But Little John part, I start sing from early on. Well, little, you understand?
Right,
so
right.
even me, the thing say, me never even know me I go get this thing. That me tell. I saw the name, Little John coming.
Right.
Yeah, man. So I just in your opening statement.
Right. No, me just said, women have said nothing about it a little. Even
no, man. No, listen, me understand everything what you say. But that's why my fans know what's happening. I understand.
No problem. So, now, since we're gone down the lane there, when you say at a very tender age, like, what was your attraction to music and how did you even start on this journey and how soon?
I start from 8 years of age, right? And you see, we get so much opportunity where the music is concerned, because in my era, all producer, they in a Kingston 11,
right.
From Eddie John Jalas to Black Scorpio to King Jamis to Jack Thomas, name them,
right.
Everybody. Right. Their own so the opportunity was there. Sugar right. Miner, come in first. That one of the first human promotion. Wow. You understand?
Wow.
Then them, the whole of them come after me. Wow. You understand?
Wow.
So, fair icon like Sugar Miner, take me up on my wings. I mean, never take no time for bus out of the park. Me even, you ever see a man just born and grew up on him father and me that. Sugar. Him can't believe say would have come eat so quick.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Cause him me a groom me and him say before him even pass off, he make sure he say, well, Little John, you're one of the only singers who come as you and us.
Right.
bust out of the park. So tell him, say, we can't have a godfather like you and me not take the work serious. So I take the other serious.
Right. So, I mean, so at the age of 8, how long did it take for you to do your first
song? Well, you see the age, 8, the first song is three of us do it. Sugar Minot, Captain Sinbad, Liquor John. Well, you're part of me play another song then. Sugar Minot, I sing. Then Captain Sinbad, a DJ, and me, I do a tune named 51 Star, me never born. Right? So me had a little young voice tonight. I said, go there, Sinbad, go there. Because I start off as a DJ.
Right.
And Sugar Miner cast me one day and said, listen, see that voice the way you have, sing it first.
Wow.
And wow. I so come. You hear me bring a style when I'm Sing J. I are the first dancer. I mean make dancer.
Wow.
And we just say, come in a dancer, my thing, the mafala. Me are the foundation. You
know? Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
The way how me, oh, when me come in a dancer and I come with my thing, the man them say, I come from Ashton. But me, I tell them, no, a new era and somebody have to come with them own stuff. And I didn't come with my own stuff. And my own stuff right now, I eat around the world right now.
Exactly.
And when me look on, Barry Sam and them a sweet singer. Don't you know that?
Yes.
And then you hear Barry Sam and do a song and say, lift it up, jack it up, pull it up, come again. Sing Jim God, my song God.
That's woman. Real talk.
So when you hear me say this, I'm a call all a man named like Barry. I'm a green house, all the things said. Say, that thing, yeah. So man, you should throw an ice in my head with me. I say, I'm coming, come for you. Mash up the thing. So I said, no, I knew me going to my little you and my little fans in my little you and them I got ton big people with me.
Right.
You understand?
After that first song, that trio, what did it do? Like what type of reception did it get from that? And how long did it take before you record?
Listen, I want to tell you, sir, the people have been the white people have been following me. From that time until this time, because I show in a New York and it's a white hombre come to me and say, Liquor John, right? 51 Star, me never born. Wait till me put on my robe, right? Me I tell about some young song where me sound like a girl, you know. Understand? And me I tell her, say, you see, all of them look a young song there.
Mm-hmm.
I hit song there. Me I eat from early stage.
Wow.
And follow up the hits them till when my voice get mature.
But you say you're there in New York and here.
Yeah.
And you come across a person where basically remember that song from them time. So you're talking about that's almost three, four decades ago.
Long time, man. Can I tell about when me have all your string of sound in the land, look how the work was so hard when my voice get mature. And I do a show in America. I mean, just go in America. The white person come and tell me, say, now follow your career from a little bit, when your voice, little bit. And then I say, well, and I say, you start name out the song them to me. And I say, Kaya, let me tell you something, you know. Now, one you great. When we go to California, a certain place where only white people come at your shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just when we go at them place, they go do a show. I'm me alone in concert.
Wow.
And I'm afraid I turn back white people.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
And white people, they must sing the song, them note for note. They must sing it with the car. When they tell them to sing, you know, they know everything when we sing. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when me I do an autograph, everybody have an album, different album.
Cha-cha.
You understand?
Mm.
So when me do in this business, no normal until today. But none of them can overrun the work with me.
Real talk, man. So I mean, growing up in Jamaica and making such an impact from early out that even without the internet spanned overseas, you know what I mean? So that's to show you how far the music did I go. So without having the internet like what we have now, what were some of the mechanisms that you used to get your music out to all of these people? Like, how you stay from which part you were there and become so effective?
Let me tell you something. I said music go far than you me did really expect. Because I say, when me there foreign, you know, and the news break at Jamaica, you know, everybody get it in a foreign, you know, before even Jamaica get it.
True, a real talk, real talk.
I tell you, because me there foreign, I may see, say, when me there foreign, me get some things by my phone, not in the technology life, yeah. And I'm on there Jamaica, and I'm here to send it again, you know, see, and I Jamaica, either.
Now, my real something I say, real something I say, Father John.
Yeah.
What would you say? What would you say was your first hit out of the string of songs that you did from the early stages? And how?
All right. You see that first song that I sing out of my mouth when I'm 51 stop. Remember, all right, I DJ, I do a little thing with Captain Simba Sugar Miner in that song. I'm not talking about that song. I'm talking about the first song that I ever sing. It's the same 51 song. I sing it for Captain Simba. You understand? When I say 51.
Well, yeah. I know what happened. Drop that.
Right.
Now this is the original Little John.
Yeah, man. You see the evidence is there. The evidence is there.
Play up.
Play it. When the people are here, the evidence is there, right? This.
That right, that's sheer talent. Like that is just natural sheer talent. Like, boy. So how you come up with that song now, Uncle?
All right, you see, Captain Sinbad, Captain Sinbad and me, he made the song fine. So him supply me with some lyrics, supply lyrics in itself, because that's how we used to do this thing. We have a crew where we all sit down, make the song together, who put in a part, Captain Simba put in a part, me put in a part. And that's how that song comes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm gonna tell you, that right, that's all. The man vice, man. Really little John. And we can understand how Sugar could have determined from early out, yo, him for sing, you know. Cause the vice was, people, so you heard it right here, like you just heard. That was before when people have said Pinchas or you get other people credit for Sing Jane. When was this song recorded?
This song recorded when I was 8 years of age.
So like 70 are going in the early 80s.
Because remember, that is in the 70s. I remember I born 65, you know.
Wow.
Now 56 right now.
Wow. And John, you can clearly attest to the fact that no other artist was doing this at that particular time. correct?
No, I can put even Barrington Levy to the test. I mean, used to carry Barrington Levy behind me now. When I carry Barrington Levy to places, nobody wants to hear it. And I said, people, I have to beg the people, and please listen to him. He might go, please.
Wow, wow.
Listen, me are the youngest youth in the business. Pinchas, the one of them. I mean, are them icon. I mean, them fella. Wow. If you remember Pinchas sing a song. Remember Pinchas sing a song. Who rule the 13? You hear him say, we rule the 13? Yeah. You hear him say, different from everybody? You have some man who in the land, like Sugar Miner, Iko John, and them man, they rule the 13.
Wow.
So when me call Barrington Levy, me not supposed to call Pinchas, because Pinchas never did no way about that, so yeah.
Right.
When me tell us, me I call Barrington Levy behind me, Barrington Levy much older than me now, but I'm me a leading.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I cannot talk, people. When I get it first hand, nothing no water done. That's why it's live. We not edit nothing. See him, so you get it.
I'm going to be honest to you. You go to anybody when you know Little John from the time when me I talk about, they might go tell us everything when Little John I saw it. Me not put on, me not take off, me not look high. Me not tell you all the things that. When the white man called me from England, them used to ask me what is happening in Jamaica.
Wow.
I'm going to make you explain it to them. Me used to have a sound system by the name of Romantic. You see, all producer have to come to my dance to look artists, to see artists. Because my sound system full of yellow man, every the General Chief, Shabba Ranking, Ninja Man, the whole of them, if they don't come on my dance and can't bust.
Sin.
Tenasa, the whole of them come to my hand.
So how long, like, all right, so from the 8-year-old with what was the person name again? Captain
Simbadi.
Okay. So from there, how did you start to venture, like, into the sound system culture? You know what I mean?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All the sound system culture gone on. We'd have a sound name, Kilimanjaro, before Apa Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
You get that what I just said a while ago?
Say it again for the people in the back.
You have the first Kilimanjaro is not the Jaro that Apa owned.
Oh, wow. Yeah, true. Wow.
It's a history now, me I tell you. History me I go down in a now.
Right.
You see the sound when me company named Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
With Ranking Tyan,
mm-hmm.
Little John, Lee Van Cleef, Louis Lepke, you can name all of those artists from in the early days. Them all of whom I call, they are not alive now anymore.
Wow.
All of them.
Wow. Which speaks to the fact that you're a living legend.
But I'm a living legend. I live to tell you about them. Because I was the youngest youth around them.
Wow.
You understand? Me was the youngest, and me are the one with boss. They're the youngest one with boss before all of them. You understand?
Yeah, man. I mean, like me say, so you say 51 Storm technically was your first hit. So the first song where you ever sing was a hit.
First song, and the second one, and the third one. I can't name the third one to you. One of me I say, what is Catty? Big boy asks, right? And one we name, wait till me put on my robe, sinners are going to weep on me.
Wow.
And the song is on YouTube.
Wow. Wait name, wait till me put on my robe. Little John, wait till me put on my robe.
Wait till me put on my rope. Play it if you have it on your hand. Make my fans and see how from when. Come soon gone in a big little John and tell her when my voice maturing. I will sound like a girl, them I tell her.
wait till me put on my robe, little John. I mean, tell her. It's like, you know, sitting here, I was always a fan. I'm an artist. And in the early days, a good friend of mine, Boot, anyway, you're the bridging, go and big up yourself. But he introduced me to your music at a very tender age. You know, I was residing here in the States, you know, as a young child. And, you know, him just come up from Jamaica. And him, I say, yo, that man, you tear up the place, you know. And media tried. One of the singers who inspired me in the early days over here was a singer named Sluggy Rankin, who I know was cut from your cloth as well. You know,
Sluggy, I want my apprentice.
Yeah, man. So people, me did emulate the man's style to the point where them start to call me Junior Slug. But when them introduced me to Little John's music now, me start to understand where Sluggy get him style from. So after that, me start sing your song to my dads. As I like you. So one of my favorite song was, she play my heart like a fool and she cheat me.
Two confessions. Two confessions.
Yeah, but we want to play. Hold on. Another. We are going to the tune room at all, right? All right. We are going to that rope song there. Hold on. Give the people them the history before we play it again. The rope song.
This song is, I will introduce this song to you. This song, me I tell them, say, as a youth, where the guy do throw the ice in my head, and I saw me wrote that song, and I said to him, say, wait till me put on my robe, sinners I go weep and moan.
Wow. Kick it away. In the man vice, man. In man vice, brother.
Wait till they put up the road.
Stick up here. Wala. How old were you when you did this song? With this particular song?
This song, may I approach 10.
I lie, man.
No, man, I approach 10.
No, man.
Hey, you're going to give a jam about them vice there. No. You're going to give a jam about them vice there. No. You have a time when I run a country, you know, go up on some high mountain, you know. Come on, my vice get big, you know. But we soon get to that. Play that tune and make them hear it. Because that tune, they have a message. It's a message.
Wow. Brother, at the age of 10, not even just the words, the cadence, the delivery, the timing. Like,
listen, I'm born in a music, you know, man. I'm born musically, you know. Because I remember, you know, I was a crier, you know. I was a youth, I used to just love cry from born. And parents don't tell me, say, I see me, I come see. Hey, listen, when me go do my music, them, you know, me and God, you know, go to studio, go hang out and sit down, you know, with and me and God, you know, and when me do the first music, you know, me carry it to my auntie and me say, listen to the music, you know, my auntie say, yeah, me like it. She was my motivation. So anytime me do a song, the character make sure. She would tell me, say, this one alright, and this one alright. So she, okay, can I always get it on a cassette? Okay, to me, I said, listen, this is how we're gonna do today. Understand?
Wow.
Can I never in a music, they say, boy, never achieve out of music. Just in a music, I love music from a band and just must say, well, music. And the thing when we want to do, you know, want to do nothing else.
So at that early age, Father John, I mean, because right out of the stable, at the age of 8, first song was a hit song. You are par with some of the biggest producers and artists in the business. What was that like for somebody of such a tender age? Like,
I want to suggest this to you. When me I go at Joe Gibbs studio and I go Channel One studio, the people them embrace me. Because the only thing them look for me and tell me say, you should go school in your school time. And after your school time, you can come sit down with me. Because we now and them feel my current Mighty Diamonds are one of them. And as a group, Mighty Diamonds, the man they used to when we go at Joe Gibbs studio and they're on them. A man, the situation may have lunch money, may have food, may have everything. Card them just feel my current from the crib. And when my big son, now the man, the man tell me, say, Chan, realize that we used to treat them, we see something like that. We still say, I don't know, body leader, I say, you lead yourself.
Yeah, man.
And
so, what was it like in school? Yeah, I mean, among your peers, you know, I mean, like you're like this. Kids.
Listen, between me and you know, let me tell you something. Me not do not much time at school, you know.
Okay.
Me go to school for about 4 weeks, you know, man, and me not go back.
The man said 4 weeks? Wow. Wow.
And me not go back.
Wow.
Because if the teacher put my name right on the desk and tell me, say, that is your name. And when me go anywhere, me can make out when me want to make out. That's at the bottom line. I mean, never call a man yet and say, write a song for me. Mm-hmm. A man never me write me charity, all of my songs. Only man who used to come side of me and if him, give me 2 songs to sing, the youth with him Sassafras.
Yeah, man, I remember Sassafras.
A tune named Tagalong. And a tune named Yes, My Darling. The a tune after Dennis Brown song where Silhouette. But him give me a song. You know, the CM, everything. It go like this. Yes, my darling, I must go. I can't take your loving no more. Oh, well, love is getting poor. I'll have to walk to your door. When we met, it was love at first. And now it's getting worse. I've got to go. I can't take your loving no more. Great writer, the new. Yeah.
The man fights, man. And the man even not try, you know. It's like effortlessly. Boy, this didn't make no sense, man. Like, brother. Me no know the idea of knowing, but we're among greatness right now. You know what I mean? And Father John, me forgot to drop me disclosure that speech, but you could be anywhere with anybody in the world. And for you to spend that time with we really, really appreciate love you for that, Bridget. You know what I mean?
Because back to school. Me, it's so intelligent. I feel like me so intelligent more than school. Nobody could even think about teaching me because the music was my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because I know how to put my lyrics together. I know how come from. Listen up, let's listen to Wait Till Me Put On Me Robe. Them tune, the original tune.
Wow.
If you check, the only sing over song that may have some song like Brandy, Sitting by the Open Fireplace, Confession, and I can name the sing over song them. If you check all of my song them, like Look How They Work Us So Hard, Roots Girl, Make Your Mind, All Over Me, Sharon, a pregnant, name them, I be out of me, them song them.
Wow.
I mean, I never put paper and pen together. I never put pencil to paper either.
So what
because
was it?
Everything in sometimes my head just full up of everything, just full. If you listen, all of my album them, none of them not right. Nobody not write them. No, all of them come out of my cranium. You see what right? So was an underspot. It was an underspot kid.
So what was the process like? What was your creative process back then? And is it still the same to this day?
Mr. Mike, listen, when I hear the rhythm, the rhythm tell me what to sing on it.
Wow.
If I see rhythm talk to you, know, it's people when I'm the knowledge of rhythm, that know say rhythm or something with talk to. Every rhythm that I go upon, you know, and I me make the rhythm, you know, but when me sing upon it, sound like I me make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a million with him. Every rhythm when we go part, most of them, it's just like the album them that I do for certain companies and them rhythm and lay them with him. But in my early days coming up, I just get the rhythm and I just sit down and I put the lyrics them to it like I me make them.
So after you put on your robe now and some singers have to take with themselves. Where did you go? What was the very next song I hit as well? Or were you just putting out the string of hits, or did you have some downtime?
Listen to me. I mentioned three hits to you, right? Is Gatti? And the answer is, Is Gatti was the third one. Was the third hit. Am I Young? Girl voice. That's all I have to say. You understand? So what is Catty go like this? What is Catty? Big boy act. What is Catty? Big boy act. Catty is fatter. Catty is slim. Catty can't stand up to anything. All of them stand the way sit in the last. I do it for a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Roots Tradition. That's the same guy that have my early days album. Mm-hmm. The first album when me very young. If you look by YouTube, you see the early days album for Liquor John.
Mm-hmm.
It is Roots Tradition label, mm-hmm. right? Savage Dread was at that label. Michael Prophet was at that label. Rankin Tyan was at that label. Philip Fraser was on that label. And me was the youngest of, because all of them man there are 60 and 70 year old.
Right.
And me was the youngest youth there. But them see me an utter from young youth until today. Them lift them at me. Say, you know, nah, man.
That was a host of talent that you just named. And if I'm not
mistaken, I remember saying, you know, in the early days, you know, I don't like, you know, when you have one artist, a bus, you know, in them time, you have 40 entertainers, you know, and 100 entertainers, and one of them have name, and one of them bus, you know.
That's true, man. I feel like there was more love and unity in our music back then.
We cannot love another, so no, because one of them youth nowadays. You can't me never want even go in a studio when them advice, guy. If you go in there and tell them, say, I know that they forgot, they say, you know, I put something better than that. So tell them not get no teaching from us. It's not like we where they get teaching from all of those Alton Ellis and those great Ken Booth and those great people. Mm-hmm. We get teaching from them, and we take the teaching, and we make the music good. And then these people now, just one and two of them are do good.
Real talk, man. At least a man have a couple hits well to him catalog.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, man, say every single person. When we have all a man, we all a open show about 5, 6, 7 hit under him belt, you know, and I am a open show.
It's very bad.
Yeah, man. You know what I say?
But you see, me was one of the artists, you know. Me was one of the artists, no matter where you put me, you know. If you put me who be the show, or you put me last, I don't see the same treatment.
Right. So, what do you say that Sugar Miner sound was? Did he have a sound at the time when you and him there par? Or?
Yeah, man. I have my sound and Sugar Miner have him sound. Sugar Miner play pana. On a Wednesday, I'm a player on a Thursday. When Sugar Miner a player Wednesday, me do a youth man promotion. When me a player Thursday, Sugar Miner down by me.
Wow. I mean,
so the unity, as you say, unity was.
So back in them time, I mean, me know say most of the time, most of the time, artists usually they pass sound. But did you have like a bona fide selector at that particular time, or was sound system a little different back then?
All right, you see, I can't tell about all of the sound them before me think about having a sound, right? Mm-hmm. I used to, as I said to you, I used to be on Kilimanjaro. The big, when I left the little one, I go to the big Kilimanjaro, mm-hmm. which is those time is ranking Thai on the Pan Kilimanjaro, early B the Pan Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
Little John the Pan Kilimanjaro, Super Cat the Pan Kilimanjaro. That is the big Kilimanjaro we're telling you about.
Right.
Then we move on. Me now as a singer, me there from sound to sound. Me there like from me got me there Black Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Me go me there Gemini. Me there Volcano, me there youth man promotion because Sugar Miner sounded name youth man promotion. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
And me have, and then me have my sound system, my name Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
We boss a lot of entertainers.
Wally Paman, tell me about it, man. Wally.
When pinchers them, I come on my dance, them and look and them see the great Little John and them say them want to be like Little John. You know much people, hey, let me tell you something. Richard Stevens said them, one of them, I might sing them sing a cabaret when them there, Pan and North Coast are singing our hotel. And the only man will look for me and come to him and say, John, they say if me not sing for your song then, don't go to the hotel then. Nothing now. Which is, some of them now say it because them feel like say, something I go bite them if them say that, but they must learn. You have some people where give you respect and give you a joke, and them know say, yeah, Little John was the youth way, dominate the workplace. I get singer for the year and I get everything.
Right.
Me a yellow man, I get singer for the year at Jamaica all the way.
Well.
Me a yellow man was the two leading thing at Jamaica.
I mean, bro, I'm not telling you. Hearing your songs is like hands down. I mean, your talent is unquestionable. You know what I mean? Like, and you clearly were born with a gift that still remains very much intact to this day.
You see, Jamaica get one of the greatest producers in Jamaica, which is Henry Jonjo Lars.
Yeah, man, Henry John Jolas. Me hear no people talk about him. Me hear Wally Pa artists talk about the struggle. Whether it be producer robbing them and not doing doing them an injustice, or you know, just how hard it was to get them music player.
Listen to me check life. Listen to me. Me no have nothing to bash, no promoter, bash nobody. Cause all me did want is my name. Cause nobody can rob me all the day of my life. So all I gotta do is just and my name me did want. So if you take with, if you rob me something, me not have a problem with it. I can't rob me everything. So when I hear people are bad for them something, me never go through them something still, because as me say, the people them when me there around, there was article people where situated as me have my things and the old works, and not for them people, if them know the business, them could just sit down at home and collecting them checks all over the world. I sit down and just collect. I don't do anything else.
Wow.
Because I think I know how to collect my money, and I know how to do it. All I did want is just to have a name, and I get the name. So,
yeah, you sell them your artists, say that, you know, brother. So them get where them forget out of the business. People do what them do for the love of the music, and the business aspect of it become hindsight. Or, you know, you have some people where just know them love it and them just explain.
Listen, you have some people where you see them ball all the while because they don't set this, them structure. They must set this structure. They must structure them thing right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to structure your thing and don't blame it on anybody. Because if you don't structure it right, you go have a problem, and you got things there. It's somebody's problem. It's your problem.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
Me structure my thing right. I'm a call enough for them, and I say, here you go about this. If you want to just sit down, and when you're not here, you're picking them and collect when you're here.
Yeah,
do it like this. Right. Me that taxpayer, America, you know? Right. I'm never filed for tax up there. I'm a taxpayer, you know?
Right.
Like every time I get a work permit, you know, is money that free Uncle Sam.
Right.
And you don't get a free work permit.
Right.
You understand?
So Father John, so those were the early days. So when you start to venture into the all over me's and
me I go take you. I go take you down to the journey now. All right. You swear me go a country because try strengthen my vice. And when we come back at town pan a bike back, come a King Tubby studio. There goes Jah Thomas. Jah Thomas look for me and said, John, don't go back a country. You know? Are you the people them we are wait for now? Are you in time? We go to the top now, you know, your time, you know. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, me look on the bike man, I tell the bike man, say, you know what you do? Now I go back a country with him. Jah Thomas tell me, say, I'm my time now and the vice get right now, so I can't do that. So I do a tune for Henry John Jalas, a tune in him, oh, you string a sound in the land. Oh, you string a sound in the land. You put the red palm red, you put the black palm black. Little of a that, you put down three tabac. You sound a little. All right. You see, and that's on the runway again. Right now, Pando plate now, I eat the people in my body all over the world. I'm telling you, I'm on call. Wow. And then the one said that tune is one, is so much ear wool. From the tune that went me about. That tune that went me about 13, 14.
Wow.
And I said, understand? 13, 14. How you string a sound in the land? You understand? And then after that, now, we go to Channel 1. Soji, the engineer, see me and say, John, I slide him a player with him. I'm just while you hold a little vibes while them a player. While them a slide him a player with him. You understand? You there?
I'm there. I hear you, man.
Yeah, man. While Slayer played with him, may I do the tune and say, look how them work us so hard. I cry for me, them go abroad. I table me smoke and the art. I'm here up now. The mix, I never really cut the mix, you know. It was like a demo, you know. It was a demo. And the demo I sell in the dub room like crazy. That's the Chinaman come from America and send Concar. I said, well, one little John. No, yeah. Because a tuna old forget way. So one little John come put on the real vice now. And I saw me going there now, go put on the real vice and the tune. Flying at the chart and mash up the world, please.
That work them so hard, right?
Because them work us so hard, yeah.
Drop that tune and people them. Drop it to people them. Look how they work us, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's after it, people. It's after it. Look how they work us so hard. Pull up a tune. It's after it. But there you are with the legendary, living legend, Nico John. Well.
Look how they work us so hard. I carry to the name of a God. I talk of me smoke and God. I talk of me smoke and God.
Well, stop it. So Father John, I mean, the words in this song is a very prolific. It's like, it sounds like something really goes up. What are the bases behind this song, you know?
Me a go through the all the while, and them a put me off, put me off, and you know, anger a grow in a me, and everything that's soji, see the anger, and me just say, you know, as the sort of song they come, look how them work us so hard.
Wow.
Can me name abroad.
Wow.
I'm a small manager. So I just have to agree with some diplomatical lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
Some diplomatical thing. I just don't want to come out by saying they might disrespect me and they might do this. No. Mm-hmm. They just make them say, remember, when I pressure me hard, you know? No matter what I say, pressure. Just say work. Understand?
Wow. I mean, that boy, may I tell you? And this, you said this was like between the ages of 13 and 15.
This, I went to reach 16 now.
Wow. Yeah, you hear them sang a brother? And me at midday, I think, said the man had the big man when them sang a
job. I have some big old man tell me, say, me a sing for them, my boy. I look for them, I tell them, say, it didn't feel like, say, be a big man. Because I through my song coming out on a big man time. I mean, just a world of big people them with the tune them.
Yeah.
And the people that say me did all. And when them see me now and them say, bro, I want to look at you. You know? You understand? But I just saw the thing said, the tune, the dust there on top of the tune them, they're ahead of my time. That's all.
Man, it coming like you couldn't miss, because everything when name thus far was it's after it. Like it's a, like you were just a walking it factory at that particular
time. Not done yet. When me left Channel One, we got to George Pang. I don't know if the name George Pang was a bell. George Pang from Jungle.
Yeah, man, I know George Pang.
When go to George Pang, George Pang tell me, say, you have a rhythm and you want. That time, we also had a mash up the place. I said, boy, John, have a rhythm and you want. You go back. And I said, wish with him. It was a true confession with him. And when me... When we go there, a one cut, we do the two confessions, you know, one cut, you know.
One.
Just go, I slide and play the rhythm, you know, when we go in at the box, you know, and say, and say, no, listen to this, and tell me if I love it. I'm going to say, well, I'm left food, well, treating as a cool. She broke my heart and made me cry. Broke any rule, and that's my true. The world's true, the mashup. The world's true, the real up.
Chop it! Drop it!
I thought she would listen to me.
One tech this, you know. One tech this. One tech.
But I'm laughing and fool. Well, treated as a cool. She broke my heart and let me cry. Broke any rule and that's why. True confession, she can read this story. Read it in the magazine.
Uncle John, you see like one of that's my favorite song. Why you just give me that in our overall settings, dub plate style, right now, pass back.
All
know
right.
I know
what happened now. The boy, them boy like them a chan. The world like them a fool. Kill the boy, make them die. Make them know this are overall settings. Play the rubber dub for me. All of a sudden when she goes on, still would listen to me. Still me call them up. them apologize, they love overall settings in freedom. But I'm afraid that in the rest of life, because I know them have to listen to me. Overall setting, live stream, overall. Make them know you are done. I was singing all this in a little jam. I sing from 1909. What can't you see? Yeah. Wow. Nobody has said it.
John Wardan.
Who want getting out of them car? You're a mixed-up singer.
Hey, I mix up the girl them like hot water. Mix them up like salt and pepper. They get in me can do that song. Yeah. I mix some girl. I watch me too much. I'm going to sing one song for King Jammies. I say, black traffic. Some girl, black traffic. See me with music, don't black traffic. See me with my radio, black traffic. I'm the girls and pet, man. Beer. When one time, I'm going to worry I'm pet.
Be choppy. Can we thank you, you know, from your say it, you know, we have it, you know. Say it, we have it, you know. And we have a play every minute. You know.
Remember.
See it, you know, see it, yeah.
Black traffic.
Some girl of black traffic. All right, pull up that. That's it. Yeah, let me tell you. Man, yo, brother, every song when we name a while ago was a hit.
It's a hit. Hey, my catalog, listen, we can't just go up on a stage and everything we're missing, I just eat. I know anybody can do that.
No, sir. Not too many people at all. Not, I mean, there's, you know.
One of the artists, Barry G, used to tell them on the radio, say, please don't put out no more liquor jam. Big one, don't put out no more liquor jam. Not put out too much liquor jam. No. Yeah, man. Yeah. Barry G. Just to tell the producer them.
Wow.
Won't not do the this song. But you know what? When we do now, we like it. Now tapia, because when the people them go up on YouTube and them see me catalog, when them say them want this, them want that, them want everything by YouTube, and they still can't get everything.
Well, Father John, it's like your history is so extensive that, I mean. We definitely are going to require our next interview. We have to go sit on our reason again.
When we come, we are forward and we are going to come
at your foot and sit down and hold a reasoning with them.
You know, say everybody that do interview with me always say that word. They say,
no,
they cannot get enough. We need like 5 days to express all of these things.
A 5 song with name, you know, and we're gone almost in an hour already, you know. And every song about history. And we don't talk about the whole of them hits that we don't talk about the world tours, we don't talk about
mother Peter and too that I have one for artists were coming at my time who not have 2 songs we can name out the whole of them. We have 2 songs the people them know for them. They don't know. And them yesterday them have worry for song them do, but I know there's 2 people them know.
Yeah.
Me know. You understand? Pinchers might be have like even more than the people them able have 2. Right. But when Pinchers them come side, I mean, you know, even Pinchers do a show, you know, in Canada, you know, 3 weeks, you know. Me, Josie Will, Pinchers. I mean, from Pinchers, I'm saying Pinchers. But what me the show, you know? Because if you make me go before you, you know, problem I got. So just go open the show. A road manager come and tell him, say, Pinchers, but open the show. You understand?
Mm.
And me tell him, say, no disrespect, you know, because if you don't go open the show, come by Josie Wade, I will come behind any man, anybody, you know. Mm. If me open it, that Josie Wade will come next. So, you know, where you go. You have to close the show. But you Canada my place and him something I know say. And that's why I mean I tell him that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You understand? I never hear me. You understand? And so sometimes if a man know where him know, them time there, he would have just happily glad to do what he said. Cause I mean the people them would have sit down and wait for me, because I'm not one person.
Right.
And I'm going to tell about the next show. I'm going to tell about the next show we do in America too. I'm going to tell about Errol Dunkley, John Holt, all of them and the when them was alive. And all of them I worked before me. Me at the final show, and I'm going to go to the promoter. I'm going to say, promoter, you're going to make all of them man have worked before me. And I'm here, the littlest artist, the final show. The promoter said, no, look at John, are you that show you've been around? You know? Wow. Think of you close it.
Wow.
And when me go, when the man them do them show, you know, I swear me go past the stage, I'm stop me and fret, I'm going to be, I'm going to walk out for me. Now. Walk out? Walk out, and me, this show really pays off because wow. When the light parks look for me, we are playing with him. I look for me and say, if I'm tonight, look at John, we wait you. You keep him on the verse where the end of it, have me for it. He said, if I know, I'm going to wait you. Wow. I said, me start, draw out it after it. The man said, John, I hear a show this.
Wow.
I never had a man the show, I hear it boy. That's
so-
that.
So, all right.
From so, that, I'm afraid I don't position where I'm saying.
Before the age of 20, yep, it sounds like you did have at least 4 to 5 solid hit under your belt.
19, you got too far. 19.
19 hits? Before the
no,
age
man,
of
19, when the age of 19, I tell you, go at okay. 20, but okay. Just back it one more, but before that.
My apologies, sir. My apologies. So, at what point did you start to travel?
I start travel the first time I got up on a plane. I went me, I was 16.
Wow.
And you know how much we had travel that time, the England where I got to.
Wow.
Was me, Poop Rankin Tyon, Little Billy Boy, Josie Wheel, couple of ways, go away. The first time I go away. You understand? And may I tell you something? It's when we reach a radio station in England, and there's something who said this show got overpopulated. You know? And when we go to the radio station come like I just saw the show there. I ask the man if I show we come away. If I don't, for tonight I show.
Wow.
And out of the radio station, the people them out there, I said, boy, they want to come see. Them artists before the show.
Wow.
Yeah?
Cha-cha. Yeah, that all the conversation and normal in a brother car. I mean, hearing about it from other people, but actually hearing it from the person. Brother, you know how hard it is for your artists have a little one song with him bridging them like, much less feet play upon a radio or couple people in our community like it, and the money left. Gone in a different time zone from family to humble beginnings. And he was already a star there. Remember, say Errol Dunkley and the man there do the thing long before him, you know.
From youth days.
Because Errol Dunkley is a next child star with Jamaica up. Dennis Brown as well.
And suppose you say you call the right name, you see the first show I'm going to go on. Errol Dunkley keep it in England. First big show.
Wow.
To England.
Wow.
Errol Dunkley.
Wow.
Wow. Everything just step on the right track. Errol Dunkley. You call right man.
Me with the officer, you were banned for do this. You have people who want to do things, and you have people who are banned for do things. And you are truly one of them people that were banned for
doing this. Think me no run down music. Me no rush music, you know. Me tell you something, how great me is in a music. I'm sure me not rush music. It's a man where me have time when me cool off, you know, in a music, you know, to take care of my own private affairs. Last time, me cool out and say, well, then. And it's when me come back with a tune and mash up the whole wide world, a tune named Blood in My Eye. Me come back with Blood in My Eye. Come back it and it mash up the world place. And me, I can't pan the rhythm. Cause when me go pan the rhythm, Barry Salmon, Rebel Sal, Rebel Sugar Miner, and me, I can't pan the rhythm. And my tune at last tune the pan the rhythm.
Well,
I'm going at the tune, one cut, we do that tune there. When me I come out and tell the man, say, me ready for do the song now, Man said the song finished. The engineer said the song finished. Let me say I want me that run down the song.
Father John. I wanna say 1994 and 5 them time. No, that's true, not true.
Yeah, yes.
I was playing a song named Seven Star Song. And
I know Seven Star. I know Seven Star.
All right. I'm the first selector for Seven Star Song. Father,
say to me, no. Say that was a Seven Star on bass.
I'm good at the panel live, you know, too. Father Biggs.
In real life, I play Seven Star, I'm my boss, you know.
All right.
I don't play for my friend, I mean, get the artist, you know.
Yeah, man, all right. So, the song originated in Philadelphia, then it went to California.
Listen, man, I tell you, all right, we do a show in California. Me, Josie Will, and Charlie Chaplin. Mm. And the man book out a studio for the night. Mm. Book out a studio for the night. We do some combination with Josie Will, Charlie Chaplin, Little John. What? I could be a combination rather than the night.
Mm.
That's the matter. I said, where's my bass that?
Yeah, man. Me are the first youth for play that.
I have a place on a prairie. Yes, sir.
Out of Runaway Bear. CLM.
Yeah, man, we know the place.
Lighthouse. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, I want to tell us, I was 17 years of age.
Yeah. When
the first time me hear Blood in my eye.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody did, you know, when you're a selector, you kind of have your ears to the ground. And, you know, I don't know what transpired in your life at that particular time, but the same way you just told it. That story, that song was so touching to so many different people on so many different levels because, like you say, you went into this hiatus, this hit-making factory, like him just kind of just well a back burner, and him come back with a song like this.
But, well, no, listen, you see that tune there?
Well,
you see that tune? You see that tune? A tune of Holy Past impact behind it.
Brother, I mean, are you with that fit still? Me know what it do for me.
It's the man when me do that song for.
Mm.
First, he never get a hit song.
Wow.
Which is Fattis Burrell.
Wow.
Him drop, you know. Him dead, you know.
But right.
First hit song, him get from the mass. Him start producing.
That crazy, brother. Drop it. Rest in peace to Fattis Burrell.
Come back with blood in my eye. Come back with blood in my eye. Yeah. Come back with blood in my eye. Come back with blood in my eye. Yeah.
The race is not for the swift, man.
Man. Yeah, when brother. Now imagine, you know, remember, you know. In them era there, you know, berries, it's after it, string of it's them time there. Cabra and the world rise up, and Sanchez, they just drop, I can't wait for the morning, and Richie Steve,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So you'd have a, them time there, you always would have like a portion to singer, I do them thing.
I don't see a singer, yeah.
Man, you know what I say? Singers were even more predominant, more than the DJ them. I wouldn't boot you up. I went Buju and
Abuja couldn't change it because the singers them was dominating the scene.
Seven star upon the live right now, you know.
It's upon the big him up, man. Seven star. Anyway, them you look at John say, your respect. I like the Jamaican flag. Remember.
Yeah, man, you don't know me, General. You don't know. Brother, like me, I tell you. It's just so crazy. For sure, your other spirit work. Can we tell us the first time I hear the song, a Seven Star me did a play. We are talking about Seven Star, and then the man just goes some poops and just jump out in our life.
Yeah, man. A good youth, a youth, the man.
Yeah, man. What a wee bamba we want to take the
man. May God bless him, man. A good youth, them youth, them. I can't tell anybody. Good youth.
See,
youth, respect artists. Just
so I mean, so I mean, no, you still have the plate. I mean, obviously with the corona and them thing there. You know,
listen, the only thing me I live off of right now, I don't play it.
Wow.
I don't play it. Don't play it. Remember, you know, Corona time and the people who have fun, they don't. They don't have to have them online clash and them online thing. So,
yeah. As I said, Corona, for sure, you're the man still current and up to the time. You know, same job on Corona song, though. It not come out. It come out officially.
Listen, you see that? The amount of views we get with them say right now, what the wicked is Corona song that man.
I bad this Corona song.
Now I left my gloves and my dust mask. Now I left my gloves and my dust mask. No way. Now you know why when me a pass. No way. To the coronavirus, we don't know who to trust.
Wow.
Listen, may have the part two though. May have the part two come right now. When I am we want things for normal again. And the every little thing you want for Babylon really. Every little thing you want for Babylon. I read them in the new one I come. But I say a year thing I know me I go give them a little sneak or fight.
Sin.
You understand?
Sin.
So may I make the people no say, me want things fi normal again. Me want fi meet and greet me friend. Me want fi sit up on me corner again. Me want fi sit down and burn me pipe again. Me want fi heal up me very good friend. So me want things fi normal again. Tell me when it a go normal again. Ask the scientists. Why the scientists?
Right. I'm not telling my general. So I mean, is where would you say is your favorite place for perform?
Well, to be frank, I love perform in New York. But tell you the truth, although my perform out of New York, I love perform out of California too. Mm-hmm. Because white people them follow my career from youth coming up. So them know when we see them with the album them, mm-hmm. we know so when they them people are them deep into me. You understand?
Right.
But Europe, we go everywhere in the world, but mm-hmm. New York, anytime you see come out in a Roy Wilkins Park and the place them where they something them are key.
Mm-hmm.
And me New York had them come out. You know, me did have one tune where we turned the whole of New York upside down, which is all of my tune them still. But Clark's Booty, they turned New York.
Do you remember that tune, them, man?
Clark's Booty. Show down that people say you're trash and ready. In me, all who love me, it's dancing. Love letter where she sent to me, and the telephone line is where she called me. Say, well, you could tell you know me love you bad, but feel your foot, every must feel you, yeah.
Kick it,
kick it, your shoes bad, yeah. I'm not telling
you, kick it with Father Jungle Rap. Father Jungle Rap.
We don't play all over we. We don't play mother play. I'll be a hit man. It's after it, man.
Yo, nah.
Catalog big, man.
So where the world reason behind Al Sharon are pregnant, they're pregnant? No. Oh, like, where the
story? I would if a girl said, let out them business. And Sharon business. No, for them. Now for them pregnant and the mother don't know me, you understand?
Yeah.
And them mad, and enough of them see me and say, you know, see, a girl I work at the bank say, you know what, beat you know, yeah. Just to the truth, they say, yes. She when I'm pregnant, yes, mama, them say, me blow them cover, you know.
Wow. Boy, I'm going to tell them, man, like Father John, man. All right, so, with a person who entered this game at the very tender age of 8 years old, had a string of hits, toured the world, what would you like to do in music that you feel like you have not done already?
Listen, let me tell you something. Me could even tell you, say, come here, do it every day, and if me start again, I do it the same way. So, you understand? If I go over it again, me go start back the same way. So, there's nothing where more that I do this.
Wow. Do you have any regrets?
No regrets. You know, me can't tell you, say, they have no bad times in music, that's, you know, no regrets.
So your life is perfect, sir. Our.
Because me tell you, say, me born with gold spoon on my mouth because me there. It's just talent you have to show them people, you know, say, you have it.
Right.
Talent.
Right.
And then I'm upset, you know. You know, I'm not talent, they're going to walk past you.
Right.
That's how me have talent. You know?
Right. Yeah, man, hands down. You know, man, any advice that you can give to a young artist trying to come out and get discovered and make his mark in this business? If I even acquire.
I have to tell them, and I've been telling them on other platforms, say, you have to have manners, right? Because for them people, them have a little one song. And the song look like you told it took off. Them start show the man who have produced them bad fears. And if you don't mind shout, them want to show them gone. So at the end of the day, all me have to tell them, say them have to have manners. And no say, music is, when you want, when you're not there, the music are play same way. So do the music with the best of your ability. Do it to your feelings that you can feel other people, you can reach other people.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
And understand? So and when somebody are correct you, young artists, when they are correct you, just take correction. Because at the end of the day, nobody now got to tell you, say, I don't show you if you do it. If you're there under the girls, them and a man tell you, say, if you just make it clean, it does make it clean. That's hard. Because music has to play on the radio, it has to play all over. So when you get it clean, people will want to see it and want to play it. Want it only good or only in the dance. Want it good for the radio. You can't inside a message. Just like Chronics and them look at you the way.
Right.
And some look at Rasta you play.
Just,
I do the thing right. You understand? I love them youth, they call them, I do the thing right.
Yeah, I just go for ask you if there's any current artist right now where you look upon or you like them work, and you kind of answer the question already. So.
Yeah, man. Chronics and look at you, the look at team look at Rasta crew them, and I do a good job.
Yeah, man. For real. Father John.
I them save the day still.
Right.
And them save the day because at least them when I hear them him do in music and him call a couple of veteran people in I thing, that means him come off a good table. Whereas him father name Chronicles, so I come off a good thing.
So does Little John have any hidden talents that his fans don't know about?
What do you mean? Like, repeat that.
Anything outside of music? Anything outside of what is another one? Because I mean, you already mastered the music. You know what I mean? No, listen. Come like you can't do nothing outside of it, son.
So, no, man, I can't do nothing more outside of music. Sometimes I school me for cool, you know. Sometimes I chill me for chill, you know. and just when me a chill, the people them a play the tune them and me do already, and them look them so like Carl yesterday them. So when them a play them a think call in and request it and tell them say them music that them want to hear them something from the 80s because you know, them people them have to go at them club party or them a listen to cool FM and certain station right.
Well, I wonder upon the live just forward and I say happy Father's Day to you and go and big up yourself, you know, Father John.
As a father, I tell him the same. Just happy Father's Day, my virgin, and just make me just live up my virgin and just praise God and just live, virgin.
And I want to say big up to the man where give me the link. I make it possible, secret rival, you know what I mean? And make it possible for the iForward. Last week we have Junior Cat and, you know.
Yeah, man, that good you that me have to big him up to, you know? And you have one respect behind them name, you know?
Yeah, man.
So it's when them you call I and I and say, we have to, you know, call the man they have one for respect behind them.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I feel to. Understand, big him up every time.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure for World of Realms with the man. You know, you're truly an icon. We are youth. We all we have in this lifetime is we're word. So from we tell us that we are gonna link you and pull up on your foot. Just know say when we drop, we are gonna find him a bridging and sit on our World of Realms with your car.
Let me tell us something about me. May not disbelieve. Nothing that it's just people have to make me disbelieve them.
Right.
Because the first thing me not disbelieve nothing what people say until when they have to just make me see it now manifest. But I always believe we always have a room for things to manifest.
Yeah. So just go and bless up yourself, Father John, and we definitely are gonna link up on the other side, you know, come while you make two bad artists link for me, you know, come in no say. Your friend them not normal, you know. I want to get some of them over here, you know. Especially
all
you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we are going to look up. Anybody want to big up before we come out of the place?
Yeah, we just want to big up everybody right now. We are listening to this program. All my fans, everyone, we just want to stay easy and just live up and don't follow the pandemic and give it up. Because there's a God, I remember say, Father, this world not build up like this. So we now make them come with them pandemic and feel like, say, well, then, wow, we forget scared as human beings. No, we are human, you understand? We was made to be here.
Exactly.
Understand? Exactly. All the people, they could join love to the max. And you see, the eye them to my brethren, just keep on doing the good works. You understand, love Ronaldo and Wally for respect. Enjoy the interview.
Yeah, man. We enjoy the reasoning as well, man. And big up my two little linky at the first. Big up the general, man, before you cut, man.
No, man, we have to big him up, man. We have to big him up, man.
Without a doubt, little Johnny, it was an honor listening to your story. It was very educational and inspirational at the same time. It's the voice I live now. You know,
respect.
A young artist myself, and a lot of things they say relate. It's really like, yeah, to hear it coming from your mouth, it's like very inspirational.
Nobody uplift calf in a music will always get milk. You understand? And for me, I grow, I know that. It's if you're humble in a music, you'll get your reward.
Yeah, man. Respect, man. Big up, counselor, keep it on the line.
Let me tell you, if they take only for young artists. Them just never know, so them would have find themselves having a hit song. And they make that control the whole of them. Which is if them they just know some more hit song than them belt, them for just take it easy and don't make them produce a feel funny. So.
See. Yeah, man. Well, you don't know enough, Father John. Let me tell you, you're one of my truest inspiration. Me always do a little outro of a song where me did do about 13 years ago. You can clearly see the influence of Sluggy, and like how you influence Sluggy, you know what I mean? Then, you know, my influence comes from you as well, you know, and Sugar Minot and all of the greats, you know, my influence comes from all of you guys. So this is the song that I usually end the show with. This is me, and it's called Just Be Prepared. Just prepare for it. So bless up yourself, Father John. Link up on the other side.
I'm used to hearing it's a matter of time before anything I'm hoping for is sure to be mine. And I do believe it, and no heart can to receive it as I keep these words in my mind each and every time. Just prepare for it. Just prepare for it. Who knows it could happen tonight and it could happen to knows, knows. But who really knows? Who knows, knows? But who really knows? Death sneaks upon you like a thief in the night. Since we're not sure if it's a robber, we gotta live right, though we might get distracted by the things in our sight. We can't go blindly when we enter the light. Before we enter the light, just prepare for it. Just prepare for it. Who knows it could happen tonight? Did it could happen to knows, knows? But who really knows? Who does knows? But who really?